A word of warning about any public-facing platform, in particular something like social media. Use it wisely. It can be a dangerous game and open you up to the trolls of the world. It can also be a broad marketing tool that you definitely need to get the advice and permission of your organisation's comms team. A general approach would be to spend more than twice the amount of time on external comms as internal, because the repercussions can be out of your hands. We're going to offer some positive tips for social media impact, but also, if you want to know more about how damaging it can be to people's lives and careers, then we recommend the book So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. Now, here are five useful pillars for thinking about how to broaden the reach of your social media, but you could take this into any content strategy, really. Co-branding. By doing this, companies aim to double their audience and gain valuable brand association. As a network, this could take the form of working with another network within your organisation, or a similar network from another organisation. There are many umbrella inclusion networks by industry out there, and you might consider linking up with them. One of the most useful things you can get out of this, besides recruitment and good PR, is it gives you somewhere to practice executing both a global and local strategy, as you have to think about the needs of multiple audiences, locations, and companies. The wow effect. This is doing something so impressive that other people are compelled to share it. For you, it might take the form of a fun video, or award, or groundbreaking piece of research, or a personal story. Something that isn't easily ignored. Cognitive tasks. As we saw with what works and what doesn't in the network influence module, getting people actively involved rather than teaching them makes for better advocates. Cognitive tasks also engage people, like a snapshot survey, competition, or laying out a challenge. Timing. You'll be familiar with using the collective effort of a celebration or Memorial Day to raise awareness. This can be a saturated market these days. You may just get drowned out by similar voices. So always question the relevance of doing it and the effort versus reward ratio, particularly if parades are involved. Timing is also about staying current and looking out for a worthwhile zeitgeist. The obvious conclusion to this is if you join in with a trending hashtag, you're likely to be seen. Just make sure it's for a good reason and you're not jumping on a bandwagon without fact-checking first. Campaign. This is about sustained messaging over a longer period. How do you put forward an idea in several different ways to try and infiltrate the consciousness by repetition? This is the communications reality of having an end goal, but with many strategic milestones that you can achieve in different ways.